We're here with Israel Hale of Palmer, who raced in the semi-pro class at the Valdez Mayor's Cup race. This is a huge 24-mile-long race, and I understand it took you just over 4 hours to complete. And due to conditions, it was pretty darn grueling, right?
Yeah, they say it was one of the grueling Mayor's Cup they've had ever, due to the pouring rain and the slushy conditions of the whole race.
Now, very hard race for anyone, but you're a double amputee, and to my knowledge, the first double amputee that's ever completed the Mayor's Cup.
That is correct.
Now, tell us, how do you do it? That's got to be a physical challenge.
It's quite a physical challenge. Not having your legs to hold yourself on your machine and to take the many hundreds and thousands of bumps out as you fly over them with your knees is quite a feat. My upper body core strength is fairly strong. I've done a lot of riding this winter and built myself up to it. But it was a lot harder than I had anticipated and expected. And there's just not really no two ways about it. You're steering your snow machine, you're running the throttle and keeping yourself on and driving all at the same time with your arms. And it's not easy.
And some of the speeds, organizer Matt Smelser was telling us earlier, up to 90 miles an hour on the flat. And then, you know, sometimes 30 miles an hour through the conditions that we had with all these holes and bumps it's darn near impossible to hold yourself on that machine.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to kind of go with the flow. I passed my machine once going down the trail, hit the wrong bump, and I came flying off. But thankfully, I didn't get hurt, and I was able to get back up on the trail and to continue the race. I think along some of the flats, we are reaching speeds of 101, which I saw on my speedometer at least.
Holy cow, I couldn't stay on my machine going 101 with no bumps at all, I don't think. No, and you weren't the only one flying off your machine either, and a lot of the riders scratched.
That is correct. My goal was to finish and to finish well. I got to give credit to one of the second place finishers, Charlie Potter, who stopped and helped me get unstuck one time when I was pretty much done. Being in second place and doing that, I got to hand him a great credit for stopping and helping me do that.
All right. Isn't it great to see humanity at work? There was also a lot of humanity at work in the volunteers. Holy cow. This is largely a volunteer run Mayor's Cup event here in the city of Valdez. Of course, they have some funding from sponsors and the city of Valdez, but a lot of those volunteers were out there in that pouring rain too, just to put on a good race and a record numbers of racers. You also own Alaska Toy Rental, and so you're kind of caught up in this whole snow machine business. So tell us about the Mayor's Cup and where it fits in with the state of Alaska racing. This is a big event, well known.
It is a big event, well known. My first time ever racing and my first time ever coming to the Mayor's Cup. Having purchased Alaska Toy Rental and trying to bring Alaska Toy Rental up to a higher standards and provide a good service here for Alaskans and locals and out-of-staters, it has It brought me to participate in some of these events, and I decided that I might as well run them and set some new records and show the world and people the impossible, and that the impossible is always possible. And there's one word in my vocabulary that you never say, and that's I can't. And so I almost quit the fifth lap because I was completely beat, but I realized that I've never quit anything in my life, and I wasn't going to quit then.
Well, so to get this straight, you've been racing less than a year, is that correct?
That is correct.
And this was your toughest race to date?
First race and toughest, apparently, that I hear the toughest race. It's the toughest race in Alaska, apparently. And this year apparently was tougher than they've ever had it.
Did you know what you were getting into? I'm just going to go with the hardest, most grueling race in Alaska.
Sort of, kind of. I did and I didn't. I got another race coming up this weekend, but I didn't really know what I was getting into, and sort of kind of didn't, and figured that I would just do it. And that's kind of the way I do things in life. And
all right. And you finished. And is there anything that you're more proud of?
It makes me feel like more of a man. I'm very proud that I run a race that some of the greatest racers in the world did and run. And as an amputee, as a handicapped person, I'm proud that I finished. I would say that I'm not necessarily a proud person. I feel proud of myself for finishing that race. It was the hardest thing that I've ever done in my life, and I've done a lot of hard things in my life.
Well, we're sure glad you came to Valdez to experience that, and we apologize for the rain, but hey, all right. Well, thanks a lot for your time. What a great story, and thanks for sharing information about second place racer stopping to help out. That's awesome. And
you're welcome, and thank you, Valdez, for putting on such a great event.
Now, will you be back next year?
I will definitely be back.
All right, you're coming back for more. Now, are you going to? How many races do you expect to do in a year?
I expect to do this one, and I'm hoping to possibly do the Iron Dog next year, if I can find the right sponsorship.
All right. Well, anyone listening out there who wants to sponsor, give you a call, right?
That's right.
All right. Well, thanks for taking the time and sending us some great pictures. And congrats on running the race and finishing strong.
Thank you.